Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to visit the Fountain of Fun with Frazier Thomas, Old Doc Fiddle Battle, and Toby Tuttle.
Say, Toby, do you get plenty of heat over at that rooming house where you stay?
Oh, no, Tommy. Boy, but it was cold in my room last night.
Well, just how cold was it, Toby?
I don't know, Doc, but in the middle of the night, I woke up, looked at that painting on the wall, and Whistler's mother was walking around the rocker to keep warm.
With a song by Norman Ravel.
Bésame, bésame mucho.
A song by Mary Jean and Betty.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey.
And music by Bill Davis and his orchestra, who opened the program with Chinatown, My Chinatown. Now you see them, now you don't. I mean, one day you see a box full of Milky Way candy bars at your favorite candy counter, and another day they've all disappeared. What's the reason? Well, you see, Milky Ways are being sent to our boys overseas, and they're more popular than ever at home. Thousands have discovered that no other candy bar has the special deliciousness of a Milky Way. No other treat in all the world gives you just that special combination of pure milk chocolate coating, then a layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and a luscious center of chocolate nougat richly flavored with real malted milk. And in these busy war days, when folks are working harder and longer, they enjoy the quick energy and refreshing pickup that Milky Way gives them. Yes, there's nourishing food energy in every chocolatey mouthful. So it's no wonder that Milky Way candy bars disappear from candy counters so fast. But if you don't find Milky Way the first time, try again. Whenever you crave good candy, ask for a Milky Way.
Toby, how do you like this December weather we're having today?
Oh, I don't mind cold weather, Tommy, so long as it stays outside. But it was so cold in my room last night, my feet just about froze.
Well, don't you have a hot water bottle?
Oh, sure, but the thing's so small, I can only get one big toe in it.
Oh, well, the cold weather would never bother a person who's hardy like me.
Well, it bothers a person who's Laurel like me, I'll tell you.
Hi, kids. Hello, Tommy. How's things, Toby?
Hello, boss.
How are you today, Doc?
Oh, tickety-boo, Bucky, tickety-boo. Mighty busy, though. I got to take my bicycle over and get it fixed up. Had an accident last night, I did. I was riding along when all of a sudden, bingo, I run smack into a mail wagon.
Gosh, Doc, how come you didn't see the mail wagon on the street?
I was watching a female shaking on the curb. Now, let me see. What else is there I have to do? Oh, yeah. Got to go out to that there big hill after a bit. I'm going skiing.
No, no, Doc. You mean you're going sheeing.
Yeah, but not till after I get done skiing.
Boy, I wish I could go sledding today. Mm-mm. When I was a kid, we used to have races on sleds, and I used to win all the time. None of the kids could belly whop like me.
They didn't have what you had to whop with.
Hey, I got an idea, kid. Let's get outside the store and have a snowball fight, huh?
Oh, joy!
I tell you what, Tommy, me and Toby will stand you.
Oh, that's not fair, Doc. Two against one.
We're not going by numbers, Tommy, by circumference.
Oh, I see.
Come on, kid, let's go outside.
Oh. It's cold out here.
Say, is it good packing, Doc?
Yes, sir, it sure is. Now, let me see. Now, you stay here behind these light and telephone poles, Tommy. Me and Toby will get over there back to that big mailbox.
Hey, look out, Doc. Don't you throw that snowball at me. The war hasn't started.
Well, it has now.
Oh, that wasn't fair, Doc. I don't mind getting hit by a snowball in honest warfare, but you hit me in deceit.
That's what he was aiming at.
Come on, Toby, get over here.
Gosh, I just made it back to this mailbox in time. Watch out, Doc.
Yeah, now, watch me, Tommy, with a snowball. Watch me, Toby. I'll... I'll get you.
Oh! Ooh, do you think we ought to begin to send out peace feelers?
Oh, peace feelers. Hey, thought you were going to hit me. I thought, hey, look out, Toby. Look out, look out.
Oh, that's no fair. The guy's using a bomb sight.
Don't worry, Bucky. We'll win this war. I've been a general in snowball fights before, and I know. We'll charge.
Well, wait till I pack a few more snowballs, Doc.
Missed this. You missed this. Rubber arm Thomas. Rubber arm Thomas.
Well, yeah, stick your head over that mailbox once. I just dare you.
You dare me, huh? Well, I'll just take you up on that, Buster. There.
Do you give up, Tommy?
No, I don't give up.
Propaganda didn't work.
Yeah? Are you ready to charge, Bucky?
Sure.
All right, then, come on. Charge! Charge! Oh, Dad, burn it right in the face. Hey, Bucky, what's the word for when you want to go the other way?
Hey, look out, Doc!
Yeah.
You guys ready to surrender unconditionally?
Surrender? We have not yet begun to fight. But we better begin pretty darn soon.
Watch it, Doc!
Right in the mouth.
Oh, gosh, you knocked my upper plate out. Dad, burn it. Hey, look here, Thomas, you son of a gun. Bucky, it's time to come for drastic action. Where's that snowball I made with a hunk of coal snuck inside of it?
Coal?
Yeah.
Now, Doc, that's not fair.
All's fair in love and war, Dad burned it. Besides, it won't hurt him none. It's soft coal, anyhow. Here it is. Hey, watch now, Bucky. Watch Steve sticking his head out there.
Uh-huh.
Watch him now. I'll bop him with this, and then he'll be ready to give up in 2 shakes.
Okay,
there.
Oh,
heavens to Betsy, we're busted a windy. Hey, we better run. Come on, Sheen. Run, run, Sheen.
Run. Down this alley. Down this alley.
Hurry up. Wait a minute. Well, I'll be dead burned.
Doc, what's the matter?
Oh, my, I just thought of something, Bucky. What in the heck am I running for? That was my own store windy I busted.
From the hit musical show Oklahoma, Mary Jean and Betty select the novel rhythm novelty, The Surrey with a Fringe on Top.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey, when I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high step and strutters. Nosey pokes, so peep through the shutters and their eyes will fall. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyeglass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking at a care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top. Riding out in the Surrey with the delicate fringe on top. Watch that fringe, see how it flutters when I drive high step and strutters. Nosey pokes will peep through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wind will whistle as we rattle along. The cattle will moo in the clover. The river will ripple out a whispered song and whisper it over and over.
But it's cold in this drugstore with that front window busted.
Well, the man's outside there now putting in a new window, Toby.
Hey, look who's coming toward the store. It's that 14-year-old niece of Mrs. Updike.
Oh, yes, that society kid.
Well, hello there, little lady.
Yippee! Yippo! It's 10 below!
10 below. No wonder your epiglottis sounds like it needs defrosting.
Say, what are you doing with that big shovel you have there, little girl?
I'm minding it for John L. Lewis.
What a cheery laugh. Like Jack the Ripper after setting a new ripping record.
How much will you pay me to shovel the snow off your sidewalk?
Now, wait a minute. Shoveling all that snow is too big a job for a 14-year-old like you. Remember, my child, yours is the weaker sex.
Look, Toby, why... Why not let her shovel the snow if she wants to? It won't hurt her any.
Well, okay.
I want my pay in advance.
Oh, no. I'll give you $1 to clear the sidewalk, but not in advance. How do I know what kind of work you'll do?
Listen, I'm going to shovel that snow into the gutter, not make an oil painting of it.
You better use that shovel to get some of that gravel out of your throat, too.
What are you going to do with the money you make shoveling snow, little girl?
I'm going to buy my aunt a Christmas present.
Oh. Well, why didn't you say so?
Sure.
In that case, I'll pay you $1.50. Just think, Tommy, isn't it wonderful?
Uh-huh.
This little girl is willing to go out into the bitter cold and work her tiny fingers to the bone so that she may buy her aunt a Christmas present. Now, wait a minute. What are you bawling about?
It's so sad.
Oh, cut it out. Here's your money. Now get busy.
By the way, little girl, what are you going to buy your aunt for Christmas?
I'm going to buy her a flag.
A flag? Doesn't she have a flag?
I don't think so. The other day, when that big parade passed our house, Annie was upstairs waving her hair.
Now, there's a character for you. The other night, her aunt asked her how come she didn't put the cat out. She said she didn't even know it was on fire.
Oh, here's the man who's been putting in the new plate glass window.
Oh, yes. Hello, mister.
How do you do, I'm sure. I'm from the McLavish-Kyowich Window Works.
The McLavish-Kyowich Window Works?
Yeah.
I never heard of it. Is that a big concern?
Oh, sure. We build all the glass houses people who shouldn't throw stones live in.
Say, is that a good window you put in the storefront there?
Good, mister.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember the McLavish-Kyowich Window Works slogan. Quote, "You don't know what a pain is till you buy from us." Quote.
Yeah, I'll jot that down. By the way, is that new window glass shatterproof?
Oh, yeah. It ain't a shatter in it.
Well, you're sure the window's been installed properly, aren't you? It won't fall out.
Now, don't worry, you little heady nun, brother. It won't fall out. When I puts a window in, it's as safe as a little boydie nestled under its mother's wings. Oh, for goodness sake. How do you like that? A little boydie can't even trust its own mother.
Norman Revell brings us a romantic melody new to the list of this season's favorites, Besame Mucho.
Besame, besame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. My darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new. My arms enfolding you, never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be through. Besame mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true. arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be through. Besame mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
Tommy, I really like this winter weather. It's invigorating. I feel at home when the wintry winds blow.
Yeah, when the wintry winds blow, I am at home.
I really should have liked the Far North. I wish I'd have been in the Klondike Gold Rush.
Hey, what's that, Bucky? Did you say Gold Rush? Well, I was in the Gold Rush.
You were, Doc? Wasn't it awful cold?
Ooh, not especially.
You mean it wasn't cold during the Klondike Gold Rush in 1898?
Oh, shucks. I was in the California Gold Rush in 1849.
Well, look who's here, Penelope.
Hi.
It's about time you were getting here, isn't it?
Well, I had to go down to the station to see Papa and Uncle Benji off on the train. Last night they seen the sign, Drink Canada Dry.
Yeah?
So they're going to Canada to try to do it. Gee, yesterday me boyfriend Duty and me went ice skating. Duty says that I skate as graceful as a swan.
That's a nice compliment.
Is it? Personally, I have never saw a swan on skates.
Well, is Duty still calling on you regularly, Penelope?
Oh, sure. But I get so mad sometimes. Every time he comes over to the house, he's always getting in the icebox.
Always wants something to eat, huh?
Nope. He likes to read by that little light.
Well, to change the subject, we were just talking about the days of the gold rush, Penelope.
You were?
Uh-huh.
Gosh, I know all about that. Me grandpappy was killed in the gold rush.
Is that right?
Yeah. He was rushing out of the bank with the gold when they shot him.
Well, but isn't Mr. Twitchell?
You know, just coming in out of the cold like that, his cheeks make you think of two roses.
His nose makes you think of four roses.
How do you do, Mr. Twitchell?
Oh, how do you do, how do you do, how do you do? You know, this winter weather has inspired me to write several more original Christmas cards, and I rush right over to show them to you.
You really needn't have bothered.
Would you like to hear one of the verses?
Well...
Thank you. The Christmastide is drawing near, and I wish you joy and cheer on Christmas Day and through the year, and Hitler is a jerk.
Well, that's a lovely thought, Mr. Twitchum, but it doesn't rhyme.
Yes, that's the big selling point. It's more truth than poetry.
Oh.
Now, here's one that I haven't quite finished yet, but I know it's going to be a dandy. May it be a white Christmas at home and at Granny's, at Aunt Marabella's and old Uncle Danny's. In Russia, too, may the frost sweep the crannies and cause all the Nazis to freeze their old... Somehow, I just can't get an ending for that one.
An unforgettable song sung by Norman Ravel along with Mary Jean and Betty, My Blue Heaven.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. A turn to the right, a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven.
You see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room.
Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my heaven.
Just
see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled
where the roses bloom.
Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my
blue heaven.
Always happy in my blue heaven.
Gosh, it sure is dull just being a drugstore clerk, Tommy. I keep thinking of the days of the Klondike Gold Rush. That's where I should have been. There was a place for red-blooded men.
Red-blooded men. Look, you're so anemic you could get a transfusion from a turnip.
Oh, is that so? I'll have you know that I've been down to the blood bank 8 times.
8 times?
Yeah.
Gee, I didn't know.
And I'm going to keep right on going till they get that pint filled.
Oh.
Oh, but I can just see myself down in the Klondike. Sourdough Tuttle. There I'd be going into Pop's Pop Shop. Let's go someplace else. I don't like it. Pop, go to Fiddle Faddle's little gypsy DT room. Just coming off the train.
And his partner, Hardtack Thomas.
Yeah, that's right, Pop. Set him up for the house.
All right, Sourdough, I'll do it. What are you going to pay me with?
Right here you are, Pop. Some gold dust.
Well, all right. I'll take the gold dust this time. But the next time, you bring Renzo.
If luck's with me, I will.
Where have you boys been?
Oh, we just come in from our claim, Pop.
What, you mean to say that you come all the way from there in this weather? Why, ain't you pretty near frost to death?
Oh, it ain't cold out for an old sourdough like me. Let me see. My nose ain't froze. My ears ain't froze. My feet ain't froze. Just let me sit down a minute.
But, Sourdough, you are sitting down.
I am?
Yeah.
Must be colder than I thought.
Hey, how are things going out at your digging, Sourdough?
Mighty good, Pop. Made a lucky strike. You know what that means.
Sure, fine tobacco, but how are things going out at your diggings?
Mighty fine. Just took out $5,000 in gold.
Why, hello there, handsome.
Say, where'd she come from?
I don't know. I just opened up my pocketbook, and there she was. Hello there, my little snow flower.
Hey there, Sourdough. How about playing a little card for some of that there money?
Oh, I don't know.
Go ahead, Sourdough. Be a sport.
All right, Goldie, if you say so. We'll cut for high man. $1,000 a card.
All right, I'll do her.
It took me 6 months to get this money. 6 long months of solitude, of hard work, of starvation, of facing death and danger.
Hey, let's see your card. You lose. Try again. You lose. Try again. You lose. Try again. You lose. Once more. Oh, too bad, Sourdough.
Yep, back cleaned me. Well, easy come, easy go.
You're a mighty good sport, Sourdough. I'm sorry I coaxed you into letting Pop cheat you out of your money.
Oh, I didn't think that game was on the level. Pop, you're nothing but a cross-eyed, low-down, thieving, horse-stealing, cheating, lying heel.
Hey, wait a minute there. Now, young feller, them's fighting words. I ain't cross-eyed. Besides, you wouldn't talk to me like that if I didn't have my glasses on.
You ain't got your glasses on.
Yes, and you know darn well I can't see a thing without them, too.
Well, there ain't nothing to do but hit the trail again. Go out and stake a claim. Though in some ways, I believe I'd rather claim a stake.
Well, I'm with you, Sourdough. Let's go.
And when you come back, Sourdough, I'll be a-waiting for you.
Sourdough?
Yeah. Mush! Mush!
What do you want to go back there for?
To see Goldie. Mush! Mush!
You mean we're traveling all those miles just to see a gal?
Yeah.
What are you going to do when you see her?
Mush! Mush!
We've got to keep going, Sourdough. We've got to.
I can't stand it, I tell you. Day after day, alone, far from civilization. I keep wondering.
Wondering what, Sourdough?
What's happening to Dick Tracy? Where's Laffy getting all that milk? That's what I want to know.
Don't give up, Sourdough. We're almost there. I can see Pop's place right ahead. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. Telling you, it was a mighty cold trip. A mighty cold trip, but we made it. I've never seen it so cold.
Well, where's Sourdough? He just said hello and then he disappeared.
I don't know. He said something about going down in the cellar to fix a furnace. Let's go down and take a look.
All right, I'll come with you.
Gosh, I don't see him anywhere. Hey, Sourdough!
Wonder where he could be.
Sure don't seem to be down here no place. I'll take a look and see if he has fixed the furnace. Well, I'll be...
My goodness.
Hey, somebody get a fork and turn me over. I'm done on one side.
Woo-hoo!
To make a long, hard-working day seem shorter? Well, just plan a little treat for yourself when the afternoon hours begin to drag. Take a minute off to enjoy a Milky Way candy bar. There's mouth-watering goodness in every bite of a Milky Way. First, you sink your teeth into a thick coating of pure milk chocolate, then a layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and then a luscious center of chocolate nougat richly flavored with real malted milk. And you get more than the pleasure of delicious taste in a Milky Way candy bar. Just see what pep a Milky Way gives you. What a refreshing lift it is. Yes, every chocolatey mouthful is chock full of food energy and wholesome nourishment. That's why so many Milky Ways are going to our fighting men overseas. Of course, there's a supply for the home folks, too, but they disappear fast because there's no other candy in the world with the special goodness of a Milky Way. So if you can't find a Milky Way at your favorite candy counter the first time, try again. Whenever you crave good candy, ask for a Milky Way. Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to visit the Fountain of Fun again next Sunday at the same time, 5 o'clock Central Wartime. Attend the broadcast in person, won't you? For tickets, write the Ticket Department, WLW Cincinnati, Zone 2, Ohio. Next week, Norman Revell, Mary Jean and Betty, Phil Davis and his orchestra, Old Doc Fiddle Faddle, Penelope Bugle Boxer and Fraser Thomas will all be here along with Toby Tuttle.
So you'll be here too, won't you? Bye now. See you next Sunday.
Austin Williams speaking. This is the Nation Station.